Reformed Church.
One thing I just wanted to address, and I don't know exactly why I felt like wanted to address it, is if you've been in church for a period of time, there are certain churchy things that you pick up on, and sometimes for the better and sometimes for the worse, really. Unfortunately, even when people start using theological terms and stuff, that usually makes me more skeptical about what they believe, especially when they use churchy terms and stuff, because there are certain churchy things that are not good that people have picked up on. One of those things is the concept of like a generational curse. If you've heard that that term before, or just curses in general, and people get into stuff with curses and the demonic things, and people sometimes blame the things that they see in their life on these various churchy type of concepts. But I just wanted to share with you just super briefly just that for a believer in the New Testament, if you've heard of things like that, that's just nonsense. A generational curse, that's not something that exists for a new covenant believer. It just doesn't even exist. It's not even like you could fall into it or something like that. Whether it's a generational curse or some other type of thing that you see problems in your life, or your things don't work out, and you think there's something going on in the spiritual realm, something is blocking your receiving from God, or there's a curse, or the devil's doing this, all of that is really not true. It's really just our lack of knowledge. As a new covenant believer, I know that, again, most people don't receive this because it's too simple for them. They want to say, oh, it's the devil that's keeping me from prospering or succeeding or from living, you know, in health or whatever it is. It's a generational curse, and it's none of those things. A generational curse doesn't actually even exist for a believer. In Galatians chapter 3, it says that Christ became a curse for us so that we would be blessed with believing Abraham. Jesus already became a curse for us. Whatever kind of curse, whatever category you put it in, there's no such thing for a believer as a generational curse. And even in the Old Testament, I understand that there were things in the Old Testament where the Lord would, when there was such a thing as punishment from God in the Old Testament, again, not today, God would say things frequently like that there would be some kind of punishment that was for a person and his descendants. And so people can adopt things like that. But these are Old Testament concepts, for one. Jesus fulfilled that at the cross. Now we have Jesus that took all that punishment, generational or otherwise. And so that doesn't exist as punishment today for anybody. And even today, there are things that, I guess you could call it a curse, that there are people that get into demonic stuff and people that belong to the devil. I'm not talking about people that are Christians that can submit themselves to the devil in certain ways, and there can be, you can call them curses, that wouldn't be inaccurate to call it that. But even for a believer regarding like demonic type curses and all that stuff, that is not something that's holding you back as a believer. It's our own lack of knowledge. That's, you're free from that. The Bible says even for any Old Testament, Balaam in the book of Numbers, I don't remember exactly what chapter it is, I want to say 20-something, but Balaam looked over Israel and spoke by the Spirit of God. God was using him as sort of a vessel of dishonor there, and he spoke by the Spirit of God, and he said there is no divination against Israel because God has not observed iniquity in Israel, meaning just the Old Testament-type forgiveness that they had in that Old Testament. He said there was no divination. That means like some kind of demonic curse or witchcraft against Israel. He couldn't do anything, and we're in the New Testament. This is not the stuff that's holding you back in your life. It is not generational curses. Again, there's not even such a thing as that in the New Testament for a believer. Or God is just withholding something because it's all in God's timing, or it's the devil holding you back. None of those things are actually true. The Bible says that we've been free from the works of the devil. Jesus was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. The works of the devil are not a factor in a believer's life. He's not forcing you to do anything or keeping you anywhere. There's no demonic thing. There's no spiritual warfare, at least as people talk about it, that you need to do to get out of some kind of bondage or stronghold, and or you need deliverance, or you know, all of these churchy terms are blamed for what we're going through. But it's so, Jesus has defeated those things. Again, as I was saying before, man, if you could accomplish a victory, and I'll stop with this, if you could accomplish a victory for your children, wouldn't you make it an all-encompassing victory? And God, an almighty God that sent his Son for us, is it hard to believe that he would have accomplish an all-encompassing victory for us so that you don't have to be defeating all this stuff and escape all this stuff? You've already escaped the corruption that's in this world, the Bible says. You've already escaped the things in it. It's the things that we go through in our life. There's one reason and one reason only, and it's because we just need to know what Jesus already did. I'm not blaming you for the things that you go through in your life, because we were all going through these things by default, by being born into this world. But I would blame you if you did this. If you had an opportunity to take advantage of the gospel and you didn't do that. Because once you've been told that the gospel is your answer and then you don't pursue it as your answer, that would make us to be blamed for the problems. But it would be our lack of knowledge, though. That's really ultimately what it is. And again, most people will pass that up. Even people that are hearing me right now will still pass it up because they think it's actually too simple. I don't really believe that my problems are just going to what? Disappear automatically just because I received the gospel? Yep. Now, not automatically. It's going to be happened by the Holy Spirit. But I'm telling you, Jesus accomplished an all-encompassing victory, and there's nothing holding you back from seeing prosperity in every single area of your life. There's no generational curse. There's no divination against you. There's no power of the devil. All these things are not factors at all in a believer's life. These are just, it's just what we don't know about Jesus that's holding us back. The Bible says in Romans 8:6, it's to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That means it's our mindfulness that's holding us where we are right now. And if we would just change our mind and say, Lord, I'm going to start pursuing your gospel and get trained in that, I promise you, you'd start seeing change in your life. It wouldn't happen all overnight because our mind is not changed overnight, but I guarantee you would start seeing change in your life. You really, really would. And I promise you that because God has already promised us. So I'll leave you with that, but I just want to make mention of all that.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.